Parents hunger for answers. Too often, though, we believe those answers are all about following the "do this and everything will be fine" parenting advice we keep hearing and reading about. And some of us fear that finding the answers is only half the battle. How can we possibly do everything we're supposed to do? One of the realities of family life is that children have minds and wills of their own. Children aren't robots run by remote control. When they're young, their parents can exert quite a bit of control, setting boundaries and limits. As children grow, however, the ability to control them diminishes. Children are able to make more and more of their own decisions, often contrary to their parents' desires. One mom of a 2-year-old said, "This is a great age. My son loves to see me. It's easy for me to make him laugh. He comes running to me with his arms spread out. He wants to be with me, and I feel loved and appreciated." That's a far cry from the mom of an 8-year-old who said, "I feel as though we're in a constant tug of war. Whenever I ask my son to do anything, I get resistance." Even the best parenting tips won't guarantee that children will make right choices. God has given each person a will. The same child who chooses to obey with a good attitude has the potential to pout at every instruction. An older sister can be kind and helpful with mom, and then turn around and be mean to her younger brother. Furthermore, each child is unique. Every parent of more than one child sees the differences between them. One may be hyperactive, while another is calm and quiet. A brother likes to talk nonstop, while his sister hardly says a word. One child is easygoing, while another struggles with angry outbursts. Some children have obsessive-compulsive tendencies, and others struggle with problems like attention deficit disorder, ADD, and impulsivity. For genetic reasons, some children even have a predisposition to alcoholism, criminal behavior, or mental illness. Parents need real answers. It seems that many parenting books have been written by authors who have compliant children. They believe that by following a few steps, children will turn out great. Unfortunately, many parents find these books superficial, lacking the depth needed to provide significant change in their families. Parenting is not easy. Even Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, disobeyed, and God had to discipline them. Jesus called 12 disciples, yet one of them chose to betray him. The children of Israel continually whined, complained, and rebelled against God. He faithfully disciplined them and called them back to make the right choices. Even perfect parenting doesn't produce perfect children. God designed the family as the place where children learn and grow. That means that imperfect parents are the teachers. That's scary. In fact, many parents feel guilty because of their children's poor choices. "If I'd only done things differently," they say. These parents realize the tremendous influence they have on their children. God has given us answers in His Word, the Bible. All of us parents need the daily grace, mercy, and forgiveness that God offers. On the one hand, we shouldn't riddle ourselves with guilt because of past failures. Yet on the other, we can't let our imperfection be an excuse to stop growing and learning. Although parents can't ultimately determine the outcome of their children, they do have a tremendous influence on them. Some families do better than others, leading us to conclude that there are some secrets or principles that work. Over the years in our own families, as well as in our counseling and teaching of others, we've found honor to be an amazing principle with many ramifications for family life.